Patient name, Frank Scalzi, S as in Sam, C-A-L, Z as in zebra, I. Date of appointment, November 29th, 2023. Time of appointment, 4:30 p.m. End of appointment, 5:30 p.m. Diagnosis, code 99205. Chief complaint, quote, I'm depressed, period. I can't sleep at night with the anxiety, period, unquote. History of present illness. In December of 2022, the patient was put on metformin for diabetes. He was then switched to glipizide. He passed out from taking it. Initially, he was taken by ambulance to Stony Brook University Hospital for hypoglycemia. There, they found a blockage in his urethra, period. He had exploratory surgery and had bilateral nephrostomy tubes placed in January of 2023. In addition, they found prostate cancer. The patient went to Brookside multi-care facility for rehabilitation until February of 2023. Later on in the spring, he got infected at the site of the ostomy tubes and had to have the lines changed in spring of 2023. Since that time, he's had three operations for the nephrostomy tubes. He may have to have another procedure soon to change the lines. Currently, the patient can't sleep. He tosses and turns all night. He gets a total of about 6 hours of broken sleep. He sleeps for 2 hours at a time, then wakes up. He lost 30 pounds. He's unable to put weight back on despite taking supplements and protein powder. He is only 110 pounds. He appears cachectic. The patient gets very anxious and overwhelmed and shaky. He finds it hard to get back to a, quote, normal way of life, period, unquote. The patient reports his concentration is pretty good. At times, he feels worthless due to his nephrostomy tubes, period. Other times, he feels hopeless, but he denies suicidal ideation. The patient reports that his son and his grandchildren are protective factors from suicide. He has never had any suicide attempts or violent outbursts. The patient has occasional panic attacks in the morning. He has never been manic or hypomanic. He's had no psychotic experiences. The patient was traumatized by a severe motor vehicle accident in 1978 where he was a passenger with a drunk driver. He denies having nightmares or flashbacks of the event, though. Family history. Sister possibly suffers from depression. Substance use, the patient has a rare glass of wine, no illicit drug use past or present, no cigarette smoking. Medical, the patient has unspecified protein calorie malnutrition, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, benign prostatic hypertrophy, and malignant neoplasm of the prostate. The patient is allergic to penicillin. Surgical, the patient had insertion of nephrostomy tube with lines changed 3 times. He's had insertion of a permanent urethral catheter, which failed. Social history, the patient is separated. His ex-wife died about a year ago of a heart attack. He has 4 sons. One son is very supportive of him. However, the other 3 are not close to him. He has 4 grandchildren. He used to work as a mechanic in a bowling alley and as a landscaper. He is now retired. The patient lives alone. Diagnosis. Oh, before that, please put that he has been on trazodone for sleep in the past, which made him too sedated. He was put on Lexapro, which he stated didn't work. However, he was only on it for 2 weeks. diagnosis, depression secondary to another medical condition, generalized anxiety disorder, plan, Lexapro 10 milligrams PO once daily, Xanax 0.25 milligrams PO TID PRN.